So this here, where you live, is in the town or community of Meridian? Is this where you were born?
Yes. Next door.
Oh, okay. Have you ever lived anywhere else?
Not for any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically my home. I spent a summer in New Jersey and things like that on, you know, at a summer camp. And while working away from home, I closed my eyes, we spent a few nights there like that, but this is basically home.
Mm. So do you get, you go that far to?
Yeah, we've gone as far as Texas.
Really? So you take some long trips sometimes then.
Well, I used to. I don't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I first started, my father feasted in Mexico. We leave out of Fort Myers and go to what we call Campeche, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'd be gone like 2 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, then we'd come in to Fort Myers, stay in about 2 days. And some days, sometimes we'd stay in, mostly a night when we're coming home, but when we go back, we spend about sometimes 2 nights there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while we're getting supplies to go back.
Right.
Sometimes you have some repairs to be made on the boat that haven't been made while we were home. You know, we come home and stay home 6, 7, 8 days like that.
So is the fishing is better in the Gulf than it is here? Or?
Not really. Well, that's where my father, that's where he was fishing at the time. The boat that he was on, he just stayed over there. He'd never come up this way.
Uh-huh.
Until he got, up in age, and then he started fishing back on this side.
Uh-huh.
But I think when they started, when they discovered that there were shrimp over in that area, there was an abundance of shrimp. Wherein you can go and get a quick load and come right on back.
Mm-hmm.
But then as the years went by and more boats began to, go over there, well, naturally the shrimp population were drastically decreased. It wasn't no better over there than it was over here, but it was more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Over there. You can go year round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wherein over here you'd have a month or 2 or 3 months of doing nothing. Like we're doing now, and then we have that ban on us now, so we can't do anything anyhow. So can't go. The ban is for 200 miles. I guess you heard of that.
Does it have to do with the turtles or something?
Has to do strictly with shrimp.
Huh?
You're not familiar with that?
No. Well, I knew they were, passing lots of regulations against the shrimpers of the
turtles. Well, that's in every newspaper coming every day.
My
Lord, you must be having to keep up with the papers.
No.
It was in last night's paper.
Yeah.
Had a big write up on the fact. I have it. Like, if you want to just glance after.
Okay.
We cannot fish now for the next 90 days from April 3rd.
Oh. Why is that?
The freeze that we had in December, quite a few shrimp died. And they have said that the few shrimp that were left, they were going to try to keep you from catching them so that we can repopulate the area for the fall season. That's the idea behind it. So that's what, they put a ban on it to 200 miles.
Hmm.
Normally you can fish 3 miles off at any time without the ban.
Okay.
But then with this, you can't say, for instance, if they said 10 miles, well, if they said 10, somebody's gonna try to fish 8. Some gonna try to fish 7.